It is Morning Edition from NHPR. Look at that. It's Friday once again, and time for another installment of Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
So this week's question comes to us from Sandwich.
Hi, Sam. This is Ruth, and I just was skating on beautiful Squam Lake with black ice, but we could look down and see some other stuff. I was wondering if you could talk about how ice gets formed, the different kinds of ice, why there's cracks, why there's little ridges, why there's bubbles, all that stuff.
Perfect time of year for this question, Sam, obviously. And you know, it's funny because I've noticed when I skate in different places, you know, it does look different. And it changes throughout the season.
Yeah, and I think this prompts an interesting fundamental question. What color is water?
Well,
don't overthink this, Rick. When your kids take out a piece of paper and they draw the water, what color do they use?
Clear. Water itself would be clear, wouldn't it?
Well, the answer I was trying to draw out of you here is that water is actually blue. What happens with water, light enters it, the H2O molecules absorb the sort of red end of the spectrum, the longer, lower energy wavelengths. They don't absorb the blue, and that is what, therefore, our eye perceives. And the reason that sometimes water appears to be clear is there's just not enough of it. Think of a cup of tea, right?
Okay.
You look at tea and it looks brown, but if you just spill a little bit on the counter, it looks clear.
True, yeah.
And that's just because there's not enough of those molecules for us, for our eye to perceive the color. And the same thing happens with water, which is why a glass looks clear. But if you go out into the ocean, the deeper it gets, the bluer the ocean gets. And so ice, in its purest form, is blue. So now I have a Google image search that I've pulled up for you there. Why don't you spin that computer monitor around?
I will reveal the monitor. Okay. Oh, yeah, I see that.
So all I did was Google glacier ice. And the screen you will see is dominated by blue. Mm-hmm. And so glacier ice, what it is, at first it snow falls and then it gets compressed and compressed and compressed. And it gets compressed to the point that it turns into ice and all of the impurities are squeezed out of the ice by the immense pressure of the glacier.
So this is pure water then?
So it's pure water. It's very dense molecules. And therefore, when you look at it, you see that striking blue color.
So this is not photographers playing around with colorizing. This is really how it looks.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if the real color of water is blue, then the question is, why does sometimes ice look white and sometimes look black?
Yeah, so black ice is an interesting thing. People kind of can break things down into black ice, and sometimes they say white ice. And it's funny because it's really neither of those colors.
So that's Lauren Farnsworth. She's a research scientist with the Army Corps of Engineers Cold Regions Research Lab up in Hanover. She explained to me that as ice forms, it shapes up into crystals. And if it's windy or there's anything else that causes turbulence in the water, that it interrupts the formation of those crystals. And that means you get smaller ice crystals rather than bigger ones.
Basically, if you have smaller crystals, you're going to reflect light more easily and more often. And it'll be off of the crystals, or it might be bouncing off the air bubbles that are trapped in the ice, or, you know, maybe some mineral that's normally in solution if it's in, you know, the water phase. But if it's ice, you'll be seeing that as well.
So all of this can affect the color that you see.
Right. Think of gemstones, right?
Sure.
If you look at them just right, you get that little glint, that like flash of white. That's the light being reflected off the facet of the gem back into your eye. And the same thing happens with ice. So if there are more crystals, there are more chances for one of those facets to catch your eye just right. That's when you get that ice that just looks white.
But essentially, am I not right when I say water is in itself is clear?
No, you're wrong. That's wrong. Water is, in fact, blue, but it just takes a lot of water molecules for our weak and feeble eyes to be able to perceive that blue color.
I reject a reality and substitute my own.
So the takeaway here is that our eyes are weak and easily tricked. Reality is what we make it.
And we've opened a portal in the Matrix, and et cetera, et cetera.
And you should just enjoy the skating while it's good.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Absolutely. I'm with you on that. Well, if listeners have a question like this, they want to ask you and they want to get it on Ask Sam, how can they do it?
So give us a call, 1-844-GO-OTTER, or send your question in via a voice memo on your smartphone to outsideIn@nhpr.org.